Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains near the station.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Pete Sepp is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, president of National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. I encourage you to check them out. Use them to use the information that they have. They do a great job of working for you, small business owners. So please support them in the work that they do. They're in the middle of the night. Somebody's up there working while you and I are sleeping. Hey, Pete, thanks again for being here. We're talking about repealing and replacing Obamacare, and you were giving us some budget and tax reasons why it needs to be. See, in my pragmatic way of thinking about things is, you know, I would be saying to the Congress, to the Republicans, okay, guys, make sure that when it's all said and done, it's clear that you replaced an absolute loser with an absolute, which we know that it is. There's no more information needs to come in on that. Obamacare is a total abject thermonuclear failure. Replacing that with a true, expandable, scalable, successful solution that you get credit for. But you're saying, but to me, in order to accomplish that, that could take a year or more. And you're saying we don't have that time because of other issues.
Right, right. I mean, it's smarter.
Am I right? Do you agree with what I just said?
Yeah, I do. And I think it's smarter for them to tackle it sooner than later, again, for some of those technical reasons, but also to have an early victory up on the board that says, hey, we can govern here. We are
but,
not.
But you and I both know that there's all kinds of. I mean, if they roll this thing out too fast and it fails, like Obamacare did in the early days, then all we are is okay. You got a bad deal. We put a bad deal together. You put a bad deal together. Who's the hero?
Yes, and so they have to guard against that. And as we were discussing over the break, you know, just like a big family. A united government has the weird tendency of overblowing all of these petty arguments out of proportion. You know, it's strange, but it's true. You talk about partisan divisions. Even when there is no partisan division within government, sometimes a united government produces all kinds of bizarre squabbles,
right.
Political turf fights and the like. Those things have to get out of the way. And that, of course, is something we also have to worry about with tax reform. You know,
this Obamacare repeal and replace, can they do it sort of technically without doing it practically? Could it be done? I mean, I don't know. I'm really confused and frustrated about how they're going to do this, Pete. I mean, I have no concerns that the applications of a market-based healthcare system is ready to go. It's all we got to do is add water. I believe that. Don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, I think.
Because I've had HSAs. I liked HSAs, health savings accounts, folks.
Yeah, you just have to expand them properly.
Yeah, that's what I mean by scaling and adding water.
Yes.
How are the Republicans going to avoid the possibility that what the Democrats are going to have a gotcha for, and that is all the people who are going to fall through the cracks, the people who won't have HSAs.
They are going to have to make a transition plan whereby virtually everybody who will be scaling back from the Obamacare subsidies, the co-ops that are failing, the exchanges and the like, and they rotate straight into an HSA. That's mm-hmm. going to be, well,
HSAs tricky. For poor people?
Well, we can set up something else that works like an HSA, you know, a refundable tax credit.
I predicted tax credits are going to be a huge part of the new regime. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely so.
And no mandates.
That's right. That's right. And when you don't do mandates, a lot of other things become easier because you can tailor coverage to people's actual needs. And, you know, this is the issue, especially with folks in the low-income level. They don't necessarily want or need a plan that covers all the bells and whistles. What they're worried about is going even more broke than they already are because of a medical emergency. Mm-hmm. Well, you design coverage that helps to address that without all the bells and whistles. It's cheaper. It's more of within reach.
Will the Republican plan improve the budget, improve the long-term financial situation of the country?
Oh, definitely so. One thing it will do, of course, is stop the slide toward simply putting everybody into the Medicaid system when the government
which is what Obamacare is doing.
Yeah, that's when the government can't figure out what to do with them, when an exchange won't work, when a co-op won't work, throw them into Medicaid.
The people on Medicaid have doubled since 2010.
Yes, and that is a fiscal disaster in the making. We have to arrest that trend and figure out a way for folks to get decent coverage that's affordable in the near term.
This is one of Trump's prime. When he wakes up in the morning, the two things he's got to do is I've got to get people covered for health care in a way that that's sustainable, and I got to get them some jobs.
Yes. Absolutely. You do those two things, and even tax reform becomes a lot more feasible.
Which is what I want to talk about when we come back. I want you to tell us what are the big tax reform issues that they got on the table. Can we do that after these messages?
Absolutely.
Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, NTU.org. Don't forget to check out that website. It's an important one. If you're a small business owner, these guys, they're one of the handful that are working for you every day. Quick break, Tintel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.